Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Somebody decided to tweet a question. How many bath towels should someone actually own? And the discussion went crazy. Thousands of people replied. This person said 10 is the perfect number of towels for a couple to own.
It's way too many.
And it's just funny how this is a thing. Like, the internet is amazing. It really is. It's hours of entertainment, from YouTube videos to social media to what have you. A huge, huge heated discussion over towels.
See, these are the kind of arguments on the internet I can get behind. It's the, oh, that Trudeau kind of arguments that I can't stand. Towels? Oh, I can debate about towels because, I mean, 10 towels?
10 towels as in, like, total or, like, on hand just in case? I don't get it.
I think the rule is, like, 10 body towels. 10 hand towels, 10 like washcloth towels.
10 of everything?
Yeah, 10 of each.
That's stupid. That's way too many. 10 hand towels? Who uses 10 hand towels?
My fiance, Brenly. She loves the hand towels. Loves them. She likes to roll them up so they kind of look super fancy and then unrolls them, washes her hands, leaves them crumpled up. And it's like, why did you roll them up then if you're just going to use them, you know?
For storage.
It's like that argument. Well, why would you tie your shoes after using them? Like, you're going to come back anyway, you know? But I have like one towel and I use it for everything.
I don't like this topic.
You have like a towel for your hair, a towel for your body.
Yes.
And before
I have a face cloth for when I wash my face.
Yeah, and before people are like, Clayton, how do you know Stacey's towel history? Like, no, she told me beforehand. It's not
I did.
I'm just creeping outside your window or something like that. But you have like an abundance of towels that you use for different things.
I have a lot of hair, so I need my own hair towel.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
Obviously,
appreciate it.
Body towel.
Yeah.
I wash my face
Captain
outside.
Captain No Hair over here, yeah.
I wash my face outside of the shower, so I need a separate thing to dry my face with. And then, obviously, there's a hand towel next to the sink for when you wash your hands.
See, I use the same towel for all of that stuff.
You are...
It's called efficiency.
You've washed your hands after you've used the washroom, which is like normal. And then you go to dry your clean hands on possibly the spot on the towel where you dried your butt.
Have been using that same towel for the past 7 years as well. Old Bluey. He's killing it.
Ugh.
He's still absorbent. He's still doing great. And, like, towels wash themselves, okay? So, basically,
that is false.
They dry out and they wash themselves.
No.
Everyone knows that about towels.
That's
what's your... We were talking about towels a little earlier on the show.
Riveting.
We're hip. We're edgy. Ron on the text, 306-938-0963. Are you counting the floor towel? The good old floor towel. I have a bath mat now, a very fancy bath mat.
You never had a bath mat before?
No, I used a old Saskatoon Flyer shirt as my bath mat before.
Oh,
and I used it for like 8 years. And again, it worked. It worked just fine. And the thing about the bath mat is, if the bath mat gets wet, it's like the worst possible thing you can do. How do you not get a bath mat wet? You're coming out of the shower. You're soaking wet. Bath mat gets wet. Comes home. Why is the bath mat wet?
Don't you dry off in before you step out?
No.
Oh, my God. You're an animal.
Everything I do just disgusts you. You only need one towel, though.
T-shirts,
seriously.
Bath mats. Oh, God.
Every guy has used a t-shirt as a bath mat, okay? Don't just get mad at me. Get mad for guys. Like, all guys everywhere.
I am going to ask my husband right now. I'm going to text him.
Guaranteed.
We'll get back to this.
He says yes.
If he ever has used a t-shirt as a bath mat. I can't wait to find the response.
Our boss and Stacey, actually, both mad at me right now because of my towel practices. Because here's the thing. Some people with towels are like Monica from the show Friends.
Monica categorizes her towels. How many categories are there?
Everyday use.
Fancy. Guest. Fancy guest. 2 seconds. 11. 11. Unbelievable. 11 is correct.
Like, some people have so many towels in their storage closet or whatever. I use, and this is true, I have one towel that I use for everything. I know. Like, you have a towel for your hair, towel for your body, a different towel for your face and hands.
And then one to wash your clean hands with.
You got, like, a whole rotation of towels going on.
I have a system.
I have a system as well. It's called efficiency, and it's called using one towel for everything.
And then I asked you this question. I said, okay, fair enough. So let's say you've used the washroom. You go to wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to dry off your clean hands on a towel that has dried your butt.
That's fine.
That is not fine.
Well, like, how long ago did I dry my butt on it?
It doesn't matter. Your butt germs are on there.
It does matter. Towels just clean themselves. Once they go from moist to dry, they have cleaned themselves and they're good to go again. Yeah. It's like photosynthesis from plants, you know? They can just generate their own food. Towels do the same way. They generate their own cleanliness. It's true. Science, really, okay? I saw it on Bill Nye back in the day, all right?
I feel like that is so not true. I also feel like our listeners are
on
my side.
It's true to me, so let me just live my lie, okay?
True to you. Interesting way of thinking about that.
Yeah, let me live my lie. Let me live this fairy tale so that I don't have to constantly wash towels over and over again.
Also, just a heads up, if you ever go to Clayton's house, just dry your hands on your pants.
No, here's the thing. My fiance has a great lineup of towels. Like, she has made our bathroom very fancy. We have
a bunch
of...
So you don't use those?
No, I just use my go-to, Old Bluey.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not ditching Old Bluey now. Me and Old Bluey have had a good relationship for the past 7 years. He's always been there for me. He's never let me down.
You can still use him, but, like, if she's got hand towels there, use them.
I'm not going to cheat on Old Bluey, okay? You know how mad he would be if he saw me with another towel? Did Sean text you back, by the way?
Yeah, and he said no.
Well, Sean is the only guy out there that has never used a t-shirt as a bath mat. It's a thing. Yesterday we were talking about how the kids, they have the week off, and we were talking about how some teachers, I swear, become teachers so they can get the same holidays as kids. I mean, teachers get this week off, they get the summer off, they get Christmas off, they get great holidays. A couple buddies of mine are teachers, and they texted me, "Hey man, we do it for the kids. We don't do it for the holidays, you know? It's kind of a stereotype with teachers. A lot of people think they do it for the holidays. But no, a lot of them just do it because they love teaching, you know?
I know quite a few teachers who, I can assure you, did not go into education just for the holidays. Education is a very time-consuming, hard profession. You are teaching children. You're planning stuff out. My brother-in-law is a teacher, and I see what all the work he goes to in order to teach these children. It's a lot of work. I feel like they deserve the time off.
It's a nice perk that people think is a stereotype, and it kind of got us thinking, what would those stereotypes be for our job? Like, people who think, like, oh, you guys must get this all the time, and really it's like, nope. No, we don't.
Like, if we, oh, you guys must get, you know, special service when you go out for dinner. When it's like, oh, Miss Cooper, we have a table for two waiting for you. And don't worry, we've taken care of the bill. Never.
If anything, I get worse service because it's like, oh, you're that guy from Cruise. Oh, I hate your jokes. They're awful. Yeah, it'll be another 15 minutes for a table, bud. The one thing is people think I have, like, all the secrets on Saskatoon. Like, I get the inside scoop before everyone else. Like,
right.
I have the down low on everything. Like, my buddy is like, oh, so that whole recycling program, you know, the pay-as-you-throw garbage system. So, like, what's the real deal with that, man? I don't know. Like, I don't have Charlie Clark's cell phone number. Hey, Charlie, sup, bud? Like, what's really going on, man?
Throw. What's the deal? Friday, last official day of break for the kids. Sunny.
Muffins.
Sunny and minus 11.
Cha-cha-cha-chia.
It's muffins.
It's muffins. Don't bring this up again.
I feel like we need to...
You're getting mad at me for towels. You're getting mad at me for muffins.
No one says, hi, welcome to
Our Saskatoon Blades, they can clinch a playoff spot for the first time since 2013... with a win on Friday in Brandon. We've been waiting so long for the Blades to get back into the playoffs. Ever since we traded for Braden Shen back in the day, we sold the farm for him. We knew there were going to be a couple tough years, but we didn't know the years were going to be this tough. So this is a big deal. And the last time the Blades made the playoffs, again, 2013, the world was completely different, Stacey.
Like, tell me,
Clayton. The last time the Blades made the playoffs, Tebowing was still cool. Remember doing the Tim Tebow, getting down on one knee? No, you're
That's a
sports
football
nut,
reference.
Though. Yes,
Come
it's
on,
a football
Clayton.
Reference. Okay, the last time the Blades made the playoffs, Sailor Dan drawings were still
$40. Oh, yeah.
Or a pack of smokes. Either or. The last time the Blades made the playoffs, Game of Thrones fans were still freaking out over the Red Wedding.
Yes.
Well, they're still freaking out, to be honest with you. The last time the Blades made the playoffs, Netflix was only $7.99 a month.
Oh, so cheap.
Good times. The old Victoria Bridge was still standing the last time the Blades made the playoffs. It wasn't functional, and one end of it was completely destroyed. But
just decoration.
You know what? Still counted. Lydia's was still around Broadway the last time the Blades made the playoffs. I miss you, Lydia's. You could not skip the dishes the last time the Blades made the playoffs.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
I know. The Rush were still in Edmonton the last time the Blades made the playoffs. You couldn't buy people's junk on Facebook when the Blades last made the playoffs, and podcasts were rare
Oh, geez.
I mean, now everyone and their dog has a podcast. Last time the Blades made the playoffs, I swear, there were like four podcasts and that's it. Do you mind sharing what the most recent update on your Baby Bump app is?
Because well, we're in the eggplant stage right now.
Your baby is the size of an eggplant.
It's, yeah, apparently the size of an eggplant, 14 inches long and 2.2 pounds.
And in my head, again, I never picture your baby as a baby. I picture it as the item it describes. So in my head, I'm not even picturing an eggplant. I'm picturing, like, the emoji of an eggplant.
I know, and we just talked about how that's, like, really...
one of the sexy emojis.
Most popular sex emojis. Ugh.
Anyway, that's your baby right now.
It's also apparently the size of a MacBook Air keyboard.
Oh, of
right
course,
now.
Yeah.
Because that's really relatable.
Again, now I'm just picturing an eggplant keyboard, if that makes any sense. I love this app.
Why not?
It's giving me so many free laughs. There's a story of a woman who does not know she was pregnant until like 30 minutes before she gave birth, eh?
It was, and we've talked about this before, these stories, and there was a show on TLC that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that. When TLC, well, it's still trashy.
Yeah.
Who are we kidding? I didn't know I was pregnant, and that's all it was, with these crazy stories of these women who were like, oh, you know, it was day-to-day life, blah, 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 and then boom, all of a sudden they're giving birth in the wilderness while they were on a camping trip with her husband. This woman in question, she was a cheerleading coach. Very fit. She was on, like, recreational sports teams. Same deal. Half an hour before she actually gave birth, they were like, you're pregnant. She's like, what? And I've mentioned this before. I don't understand how this can happen in nature.
Yeah.
I am currently with child, so I am experiencing kicks, nausea, all the other symptoms that go along with it. It all makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand how the human body is able to do that. Obviously, create life is amazing,
mm-hmm.
but then to hide it from the mother, like, how does that happen?
Yeah.
It just blows my mind because there's so much that goes along with a pregnancy. It's not just like, hey, there's a life growing inside of you. There's so many other things that happen, and she had no clue. She even took a pregnancy test, and it was negative.
What?
Like, what the heck, nature?
That kid is going to be real good at hide-and-seek when he grows up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.